And
Oh, hello.
I spoke to you quite a few times, and what's confused me is that I understand that when I check online, in short, when I check online for Enfield Council's whistleblowing policy, I can download a copy of the policy and I can check the phone numbers in it. There's five numbers given, and this is one of the numbers given. Now,
Oh, is it?
yeah, this is the
It
number.
shouldn't be. Shouldn't be.
This is Enfield Council's whistleblowing line. And it's publicized on the internet. And then what also upsets me is that when my mum was messaging you, warning you what the staff in the Enfield Council were doing to me, you was forwarding it.
Was it me?
Yeah,
She wasn't emailing me,
she
was
was
she?
it 100%. She was emailing you and to get to Rob to speak to Rob Leake at one stage and speak to Ian Davies.
Oh, it must have been a couple of years ago then,
Yeah,
because Rob's not been here for a couple of
Yeah, Rob
years.
hasn't been there for a while since about just after 15. Then Ian Davies got at 16. My mum was
Yeah.
messaging you through 14, and Rob Leake was involved. Then after in 16, she was messaging you at the beginning when Ian Davies started. She continued
Right.
messaging you throughout up until the 3rd of 2019 was, I think, the last email that Ian Davies got, and you got, and you replied back to my mother a lot in regards to what's going on. And I took the phone number, and I noticed that the phone number was the same in the whistleblowing policy. So I started phoning you up before my birthday, and I was phoning you up at Christmas, and I was explaining to you where all the fraudery was. Let your
That was
companies,
last year, was it?
not just last year, the year before. But the second that I get off the phone to you seem, I don't know if you speak to somebody or something else, but I've got all of the council's history for my personal data. I put an FOI, and I've done the same to Rio, which is the NHS's, and I've done the same to the police's. Now I can see all of the messages, referrals coming out of Enfield Council the second that I'm speaking to you, and everyone
Yeah.
planning how they're going to get me on medication in Rio, and they're going to cover up everything that I'm saying. To me, that's attempted manslaughter. And to know that I'm locked in here and that I'm telling you what employees are doing, what you seem to always do when you're spoke to or you're asked to do something is you would try to pass it below. You're secretary for the chief executives, and Ian.
I'm not actually anymore. I don't do that role anymore.
Or you was at one stage,
Yeah, I wasn't.
and when I was
Well,
speaking
I
to
was
you.
admin, but yeah.
And what's happening is, rather than I've been through the complaints and Daniel Ellis and the rest of it, and I've got all the emails to prove that and how they handled my case and that they showed me neglect and so forth and gross misconduct. And I was speaking to you and asking you to push it up higher. And every time you're undermining me and telling me I need to pass it back to the same people that I'm telling you have frauded all of this, leaving me in a trap 22 to the extent where I'm still in here, 2019 on the 11th, 29th of the 11th, 2019, locked in my house on a curfew, a 7-year curfew because of the Enfield Civic Centre made it in there, and they changed all the police officers' names to names like a devil and all that. Yeah, there's certain names you're not allowed to have as a Christian registering a baby, and the coppers' names. When all of the coppers, they've changed all of the names in it. They've got no signatures to none of the victim statements that they've called. I didn't throw none of the parties up because has got me this 7 years. I've not been arrested for it. If you did get arrested for throwing parties, the maximum sentence you could do is 6 months, 3 months in prison, and you'd mostly get a tag and do 2 months in prison, a month on tag and 3 months on licensing. Somehow, without even arresting me, I'm riding 7 years because of this Enfield Civic Centre. And on top of that, to cover that up, now they've gone and hired in Lemmy, and Lemmy forged 58 different incidents. It started off with 12 to my mother that he forged. He used criminal cases that I'd won in a criminal court. The witness care prosecution, Jean Burton, messaged Kenichiwa, which is Lemmy's line manager, and she told Lemmy's line manager, Simon's won the cases and is allowed to go back home. Kenichiwa's told Lemmy to go, Lemmy, who had just started the company on the 10th month of 2016, to come to the so-called victims who they had tried to cover up for. And I can basically prove what I'm saying. And I'm innocent, and this is not down to me, and I don't see why I should be right. There's a possession order in against me at the moment, right now. There's 58 claims incidents now inside of that. When I was speaking to you, there was 12. Then it went up to 31, then up to 48, now up to 58. And I partly hold you responsible because I spoke to you and told you what they was doing. That they used dead cases that I've won in a criminal court. They were trying to force me to a meeting in the civic centre, which is entrapment. Yeah, knowing that they're using dead cases to do that. Then what they've done is they've called the Mathieuligans down to the civic center, that then make up a load of information backdating it 9 months, 6 months, and the rest of it. They didn't realize that I wasn't in my that I was on bail conditions at my mum's house. They done this on the 11th of the 11th, 2016. Had the meeting with the Mathieuligans and Sarah Fletcher herself and the Neighbour team officers checked on when they do meet the Mathieuligans for the first time. They check with Walthamstow because the Mathieuligans are temporary accommodation above me and they're really Walthamstow tenants. They check with Walthamstow whether they've ever made any complaints about me before, and she says no, there's no complaints beforehand at Walthamstow, and they've never made a complaint to Enfield Civic Centre. Now Sarah Fletcher lets them make all this history, eight offences up, sorry, backdating them all times. Now, some of them dates, I'm on bail conditions not to come back to my house. Now, to top that off, Lemmy start sending my mother 12 things using the three dead cases, using the eight things that Sarah Fletcher forged, plus on top of that, one of my other neighbours, who didn't realise I wasn't here, made a malicious phone call when I wasn't on the when I was on bail conditions, and she made up two dates. Now all of these dates are made up from the beginning, the initial 12, all of them. They didn't realise I wasn't in my house. Yeah, and I was on bail conditions not to come to my house. Then they've used the same 12, yeah, to get me to a meeting at the civics. I refused to go to the meeting because of the first ASBO was forged by them, and now that I knew that they were doing this. Then after speaking to you, they've updated that to 31. Now the rest of it ain't in the council's history because they've had to make the rest up after using the 12 that were forged in the history. Then after that, they've gone and updated that to 48. They've made continuous referrals. I'd like just to be able to have a meeting with somebody and show them my evidence and stop being be treated equally. The Enfield Council seems to be happy to take statements off of all of these people. I've not had one person take a statement off me in all of these years. And as you agree, I've spoke to you already prior. Hello? Is there anything that can be arranged for this? If I can even phone back on Monday and someone actually will pick up this phone rather than leave me just sitting there and ringing a phone that ain't getting picked up on purpose, and be able to arrange a meeting with me and be able to go through things. And be able to put some of this down and take both sides of it and do a fair investigation as Enfield Council should be doing, and not persecuting against me when they know that there's no chance of any guilt or any prospect of a guilty conviction because I'm an innocent person. I want them to take the first ASBO off me and let me be released. And I want
Well, I think
the
really you probably do need to speak to Lemmy or
Lemmy's
someone
been, I've
like
heard that
that
Lemmy's
who.
left the company now. Lemmy's run out
I
of the,
think.
he's run out, that's what I've been told, that he's run out of the company. And Kenichi Wan and a few of the others, Lemmy's line manager, still seems to be in there. Jeremy Chambers, Laminia, when she was forging everything, she's covered it all inside of it. Jeremy Chambers got accused of stuff in his last company, and I never done this, and now he's happy to prosecute me and victimize me because of what? I'm a different color. They can't be changing people. I've just checked the last name that they've just used to do this possession order now, Paul Buckeridge. He doesn't exist in none of the civic centre's computers. He doesn't exist in none of the South 34 South Moors or the Neighbour team. He doesn't exist anywhere, Paul Buckeridge, who's emailing my mum at the moment. And there is a Paul Buckeridge who is one Paul Buckeridge in this country who's been signed as a solicitor. And I've got his email. I'm trying to get through to him at the moment, and he doesn't live anywhere close to us. So I don't see him being the real. I think they're using false names. I think I can prove it as well. That they're using false names at the moment to fulfill a possession order to steal my home and my belongings off me. They keep labelling me mentally ill when in all these 7 years, I've had the doctors come here say 76 times. More than that, in my actual notes, in Rio notes, where I put it into a diary every day, they're planning to kill me. They're planning how they're going to get me on medication. They're going to do this to me, and they're going to do that to me. And this is all because Lemmy decided to forge a load of paperwork. And I'm telling you what Lemmy's done, and no one will do what's correct for the company or for me or for anything else. Ultimately, the ultimate thing for any person to be doing is to have public, to have life, public property in protection and life at protection, life in the local borough and vicinity, and to keep to the community strategies. And none of this seems to be happening when I'm asking for it to be the measurements to be met to. So is there any way that I can phone, you can maybe have a word with somebody else, and on Monday I can phone again and we can try to go through this in a more formal procedure and where things are being dealt with efficiently?
Well, you probably need to speak to someone in Jeremy Chambers.
I've got Jeremy Chambers' phone number already, and I understand what you're saying. I've going to spoke. Who is Jane that is supposed to be the same as Jeremy Chambers for the Enfield Council? Jane?
Well, she's under Jeremy Chambers. She's head of legal.
And does, from my understanding, this civic centre is one of 32. Is that correct? Or 33 in the borough, in London borough. Who is what is the commissioning? How do I get in contact with the commissioning group for the civic centre? Yeah, what normally would happen is you'd have a commissioning group, so like if I wanted to sign a charity up, there's one commissioner who's in charge of all of the charities. And it's a very similar thing with this. There'll be one person that what they do is they will instate these policies. They will meet people like Ian Davis. Ian Davis will go for a model constitution which is set out to protect the people and what his director's roles are and then what they will do is they will sign that at the bottom of it. Now that company becomes a constitution under the constitution, and normally you have.
I think that would be Jeremy Chambers.
Now Jeremy Chambers is just a solicitor, and he's not a good solicitor at that. He wasn't worth his money after they took him off the table, because we're all having these problems right now, and my estate is suffering continuously, even though we're all paying rent here, and that there's landlords going to work to pay for their homes, and these are using this as a playground and using us as like gerbils, rather than. Doing something. This isn't fair. They should be playing poker with our lives. He's a solicitor, and you have a commissioning group that should be going around between all of the three civic centres, and they maintain all three of them, all of them. And all of the Ian Davis and the rest of them should go to meetings on these groups, and they should have to keep an update to the bookkeeping and to what's happening with the civic centre, the articles of association, property. There's like 12,000 properties alone just in civic centres that they own, let alone its listed gradings and the rest of it. These people are accountable to somebody. Who is Ian Davis accountable to at the present time? He don't just get £159 million given to him from Ridgeon Way and call in a massive festival down that area for them not down there. And all the rest of it. He isn't the boss of the bosses. He answers to somebody. Who is that group of people that he answers to?
Well, he's the chief exec, so he's top of the chain, really.
He's the top of the chain for this one building. But as a group, if this civic centre decides to end up falling in deficit like this, you've got 250 million policies right now on the table, yeah? One with QB that covers you for the first lot. Ian Davis ruins the first policy because, as we were saying, Rob Leake was dealing with it in 15 just prior, and Ian Davis coming to it in 16. So Ian Davis has been messaged all the way through this problem, and he's been messaged right at the end in 19 as well. And he's getting direct emails. As of you have had phone calls going through it, and all of the higher chain command people have, and the rest of it, and emails have gone through. Now, you've all failed in your obligations towards me as a citizen, as a UK citizen, and you failed in the company's obligations to the mandate to what it set out to achieve for the people. And Ian, they don't just say, oh, well, you're in charge of this, but someone oversees all the civic centres. Because if this civic centre, if I take the 50 million from the first one, the second one clearly falls as well. So I take the 100 million, let's just say, out of two policies, if I can prove that my life has been tarnished that bad. If this civic centre, it's just one building here, at the end of the day, if this civic centre fell into deficit because of it, in its constitution, what it says is it's allowed to borrow off the other borough's civic centre, so they can all share their tables. All of the civic centres are one company, one big structure, but all independent upon each other, to my understanding of how it works. I just want to know who is in charge of them all and who oversees Ian Davis.
As far as I know, Ian Davis is the top of the chain, so I don't, unless you speak to Jeremy Chambers, he may know the answers company is the
There's six company structures that you can have, yeah? One of them's like a CIC, one's an association, one's a limited company. There's six structures that any company, any one company in total. And this, is, this one here now is under a model constitution. Like, if you go to my website, horrificcorruption.com, and you went over to the last month or whatever, and then you scroll down to more, you can see I've done a cabinet of policies for Enfield Civic Centre, which it has to advertise that, and the same for thing. You can see Enfield Homes. Now, you can see Enfield Homes model constitution, which is published online as it should be, and but you can't see the constitution for Enfield Civic Centre because people are not meeting the requirements, and they clearly don't understand in-house to what they should really be doing or maintaining.
Enfield Homes was an arm's length company, and that would have something different. Sure. Well, I don't really know about that. It's not my sort of
your forte. Yeah, I can appreciate that, sir.
Like I say, I'd say Jeremy Chains would be the one. He would know all about that.
Is there any public meetings that Ian Davies actually holds with the actual communities that he represents, where we can all go along and we can sit down and we can actually talk to him and present something? Or is he an invisible person that no one can catch?
Well, so you'd have to speak to his PA or his office, because I haven't worked in there for 6 months.
Is the direct number for the PA office?
I can give you one of the numbers.
What is this desk now?
0208 379 3989.
What does that number do?
That goes to Katie.
Katie, and who is Katie?
She works in the Chief Exec's office.
Okay, and see this number here, like I was explaining, it was designated on as the whistleblowing policy, and it was also designated.
It's in the policy, is it?
Yeah, if you write Enfield Council whistleblowing policy on Google, yeah, and then once you go to you download the PDF of it, then you see the number inside of it.
Oh, because that's never been my job, so I don't know why. Yeah.
But what is it designated? What do you say this number is for now? Because before I thought it was for chief admin. Now it's not admin. It's some. What is it?
Actually? No, it's not. I work in a different department. I mean, I kept my same number, but I mean, I now work in.
In resources. Which is the Department of Resources and Finance, HM, yeah? So basically what you are classed as is the receipt holders for the company now. So anything that...
No, we don't actually deal with Jeremy Chambers is the person who deals with the company.
The guy ain't got a clue what he's doing. And his history, it wouldn't be so bad if he was a decent person and knew how to look after people that are innocent in the beginning. He's allowed all of these jobs and everything like this after he's actually been found guilty. Like he's supposed to be one of the best solicitors out there, worth his money in gold, like they're saying. And the women in the last company have managed to prove something against him. And then he's still being hired by this company like he's still worth his penny load and what's not. And then he's managed this case like that. And there's me, I'm an innocent person, I've never argued with my partner, never done nothing. They've put this smoke screen up that's damaged me, which is exactly the same as what Jeremy Chambers really done. And then he's come along and he's done this to me and allowed this to happen to me and all of the employees below him. I'm not impressed with what he's done and the way that he's let this company head fall. So they need new staff inside and a company that actually know what they're doing and represent it for the right reasons. I'm sorry to say, this is wrong what's happened here. And what they've allowed to happen to me and my partner. I'm going to let you continue with your day, madam, and I suppose I'm going to struggle to the top one way or another.
Okay, well, if you give that number a call, I mean, if you do it Monday, because she's not here today, okay. But it's on Monday.
Okay, I will do. All right, thank you.
Okay, then. Right, okay, bye-bye. Thank you. Goodbye.